Blog Talk Radio.
On Less Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a few hundred miles away to my west-southwest, a man who is the modern-day Sylvia Plath, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome, everybody, to another exciting yet thoughtful edition of I'm With Stupid. How you doing, Matt Man?
Well, I'm fine, but I kind of botched the opening there a little bit. I burnt myself, but I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yeah, well, it's good. I wasn't going to say anything. It's not my style to point out things like that at all.
No, never. No, I had a good morning. I got up at the crack of dawn, about 7:15, had a cup of coffee, took breakfast over to my wife and kid and made sure they were, taken care of, and then got back home.
Excellent. Was it Burger King?
It was Burger King. As always, sausage, crisp sandwiches, some hash browns.
Yeah. They never request anything different?
No, they don't. The only thing is, it'd be nice to get an I love you from my son and a thank you from the wife. But it's like I leave their home with the same hangover that I came to the home with. And, it's just not good.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate.
It is. Yeah. How's things down in your redneck of the woods this morning?
Just wonderful, kind of. Hot, rainy, went to bed, thunder, lightning, rain last night. Woke up this morning to thunder and lightning and rain.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. So we've getting a decent amount of rain here lately, but it's been very isolated showers. So just, rain kind of... We're kind of on the path, a little rainstorms coming through every evening.
Mm-hmm.
And other people still, never getting, people like farmers, who might could use a little of it.
Yeah, they don't get to, and that's a shame too, because I'm all about the farmers.
Oh, yeah. Had a little tornado action this week.
Mm-hmm.
High winds, what have you. Took down a couple of signs around town.
I was terrified for you when that happened.
Well, I'm telling you, I was terrified after the fact, because I didn't know about it till later. I didn't even realize I had that near-death experience until you told me.
Sometimes post-facto terror is more terrorizing than a priori terror.
Ooh.
And that was pretty hard to say, but I got it out because I am a professional.
Absolutely. Oh, and I got a little story for you, Matt.
Oh, great.
My mother's good friend, M.E., who I've mentioned before, the computer lady, she got her pocketbook stolen this week.
That's an outrage.
Oh, it is, until you find out what happened.
Oh, boy.
She carries this pocketbook, which she carries in her big purse, And in that pocketbook, you know, she's got cash, credit cards, IDs, checkbook, everything. And it's got this little change purse that comes off.
Mm-hmm.
So she's at the store, and she pulls her big pocket, the big pocketbook out, gets out some cash, and then she pulls off the change purse. And then this 76-year-old lady counts out the exact change while everyone waits. And then she throws the little change purse back in her big purse and grabs her stuff and leaves and left the pocketbook there.
Yes.
And then when she went, when she realized it, she went back and it was gone. Of course, she didn't realize it for 2 days. But more than likely, the cashier took it. And I would say if she had not held up the line by counting out the exact change, that cashier probably would have given it back to her.
Yes, she probably would have. That strikes so closely to home.
I know. I knew you would enjoy that because, yeah, you know.
I had 11 hours of that yesterday. Whew.
Yep. Well, you're sounding pretty good, Matt. You're sounding loud and clear, like you have a new phone or something.
I do have a new phone, and Jay, she's beautiful.
No,
I've named her Misty because it can capture all the dew and essence of my subtleties. Because you know I am a subtle man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you and Misty are happy together.
Yes, we are. So,
got a few people have rolled into the chat room here.
I see that. Couple of hot people, at least.
Yeah.
We've got Joe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do it.
Yes. And we have the male version of Joe. We have the bad boy of social media. Dr. Mike is in the hizzy.
All right. And, of course, Dr. Mike, last night, with my BFF Warrior Cat on the night shift, another great show.
Yeah.
They kicked some butt last night.
As they always
right here
do.
On Blog Talk Radio. Yep, you can find him at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. Just go and check him out. Lots of great stuff there. A lot of great informational shows, health issues and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I never listen because, well, if they're talking health issues, I would walk away knowing that I have every disease in the world. And, you know, maybe I do.
Maybe. According to WebMD, every symptom I've ever had has either been Parkinson's or anal cancer, so, you know.
Oh, my God. And we have a couple of guests. And welcome, guests. And if this is your first time, well, you know, get over it.
And don't forget, guests, you could register at blogtalkradio.com. It's free and easy, just like your hosts.
That's right.
And you could then participate in the chat room.
And if you would like to participate in today's show, you can always call in on the Sylvia Plath, see, I said it right that time, hotline at 661-244-9852.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Because we're going deep today, Matt.
Well, I know we're chuckling now, but I can feel the seas rising.
Yes. Yep. We have noticed, and those of you, folks out there, you may have noticed too, that social media is a platform for deep thoughts.
Yes, it is.
People use their Tumblr and their Facebook and Twitter to get very, very deep on us. And so we thought we would celebrate that, and we would share some of our favorite deep thoughts from our friends on social media, and maybe a few of our own.
Oh, yes, definitely. In fact, I'd like to kick the show off with something I read just moments ago, Jay. A friend of mine said, not directed at me, of course, My trust for you is like a broken mirror. You can try to repair it, but no matter what, I will always see the cracks.
Yeah. And we both played the bongos afterwards.
We did.
That's pretty deep stuff right there.
Well, yeah, and it's, and well, you know, it's Sunday morning, it's the Sabbath.
Yeah. Well, here's one that I came across just the other day, and I thought this one made a lot of sense.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if rules from kindergarten applied to everything in life? What if we said one nice thing about someone else every time we had the urge to insult their lifestyle, religion, creed, sexuality, opinion, or political party? And if we didn't, we had to go sit in the corner and couldn't talk until we apologized sincerely. Where's that law?
That was deep and lengthy.
Yeah, it was. Well, some people don't go for the quick hitter.
No.
Yeah.
Like this person, and one of our favorite people, Jay, this hot hottie, had this to say on Twitter this morning.
Ooh.
Gabba, gabba, hey. Gabba, gabba, hey. Gabba, gabba, hey.
That's outstanding.
Yes. Simple and to the point. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. And here's another a quick hitter that someone threw out the other day. I always feel that I'm really awesome, but I never feel that others think so, too.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that was it?
That was
it.
Wow.
Yes. Very good.
That was all they had right there.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, I mean, that deepness doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thought. It could be just a quick little thought. It could be something along the lines of, I spend a lot of time making fun of stupid people, but deep down, I'm afraid I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah. I heard this, I read this, I should say, this morning. This morning, I am having cinnamon rolls and wondering where my life went wrong.
See? That is, you know, in what better time to get introspective than while you're having cinnamon rolls?
Exactly. I mean, this is a guy.
Especially
I think
the orange.
Yeah. This guy struck me as someone I really want to know.
See? Yeah. Oh, and see, now, here's another one right straight from Twitter right now.
Really?
Our Gabba Gabba Hey person just now tweeted, "Pretty in pink and nachos, great hangover cures." Yeah, I don't really get that.
But nonetheless. She could say moomph, and I would still love her. But, Jay, I wouldn't love her as much as the man who threw out this gem this morning. Target run, I forgot to pack a swimsuit.
Who goes on vacation and forgets to pack a swimsuit?
Yep, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, you know I'm a big fan of Tumblr.
Oh, I know you are.
Yeah, and people really, really do get deep on Tumblr. And so I had to copy this one for everybody. And I want everybody to really think about the meaning of this one because it is deep. This morning, I drove past a woman driving a flawless-looking BMW 335i who appeared to be sobbing. A few minutes later, I saw a woman driving a beat-up Kia sedan with the front bumper attached with duct tape. She was happily singing her heart out to a song I couldn't hear. I envy both of them. What are you laughing about? This is deep. These are deep thoughts.
I know. You know what I'm laughing about? This show will probably be only funny to you and I.
That's probably so.
Yeah, and I know it wouldn't be funny to the person who said this. Not all people can understand the way I am. Some people hate me, while others love me. But I love that I don't pretend to be someone I'm not, just to impress others.
Oh, wow.
See, that was kind of powerful.
Oh, it was. That's the kind of thing you have to sit and think about for a while.
No, I did this morning.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think whatever Joe was making fun of my cinnamon rolls.
What?
I think that's
Why?
What she was responding to in the chat room. I don't know. Making fun of cinnamon rolls, man. I don't know what to think about that.
No.
She probably needs to call us up on the Sylvia Plath hotline.
661-244-9852.
And explain herself.
Yes. I heard some guy the other day. I didn't want to, but it was like he was talking to himself. And he said, just because I'm a jerk and an asshole who sometimes refers to my girlfriend Beth as Tamara doesn't mean Beth should avoid having sex with me.
That was a deeply, deeply personal one right there.
What?
Oh, we have clarification. Joe she said she was talking about the Pretty in Pink line.
Oh.
Pretty in Pink and nachos. And then, yeah. then you throw up. But she did mention that my cinnamon rolls suck too. But she hasn't had my cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
My cinnamon rolls are sexy. Well, that doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Is this going to turn into the creepy show?
It could at any time. So, and here's another one. This one is kind of specific about Tumblr, but it really does apply to other social media.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a good friend of the show who posted this the other day. I bitch, call people names, and make fun of y'all, and I get lots of hearts. I spill my heart out in a sappy post, and what do I get? Crickets.
Oh, my God. That deserved a double. It truly did. And it's funny... It's funny you mentioned you had one from a good friend of the show because I found one the other day on Blogger. You know, so from a good friend of the show, it says, it was all getting pretty deep for a while, but I suddenly remembered to check and make sure that my ice cream sandwiches didn't melt during the power outage. And after I ate one, I had totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Yeah, see? That type of thing happens.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to kid around.
You know, to the easily distracted.
Yes. And that's another man I would like to know.
Yeah. But you know that same guy had a pretty deep thought last night.
Did he really?
Yeah, when he about 2 a.m. or so, lying there in bed alone. Almost every night, as my neighbors get home, they walk past my window, and one of them laughs just right at that spot. Every single night. At first, I thought they were probably talking about me and then laughing at me. But then I thought maybe there's something special about that spot on the sidewalk. Maybe anyone won't stop laughing, man. It's serious. Maybe anyone walking along right there thinks of something funny to say. So I went out there and stop it, man. I'm telling you. This is serious shit. Stop laughing.
I'm not.
Focus. So I went up there and slowly walked around on the sidewalk near my window. I never thought of anything funny to say. So I guess they are laughing at me. That makes me sad. I see, that would have, you know, people aren't
I'm glad
feeling
I
how
have...
deep and introspective that was because I kept being interrupted and making fun of me.
I'm just glad I had a couch button. Oh my God.
All right.
I have a deeply personal one, too. And it's one that I have typed often. I guess it's really over. Schmoop told me to get out.
God. I think you have that. If you can schedule status updates for Facebook, you just kind of have that one scheduled every few months.
Oh, I know. Every 3 days. What I never.
And then everybody comes along and, oh, that's so sad. Except for West Coast Cat, who says, yeah, you deserve it. Let me tell you why.
The thing I should add to it because usually it's, I should, oh, wait a minute. I guess it's really over. Schmoop told me to get out and go get her food. That's what she's actually.
And go pick up her Taco Bell.
Exactly. I'm glad I'm not like that, truly, though. That was really just, you know, some fun. I never cursed my,
just,
our personal.
No. You never post anything like, boy, just when you think you know a person.
No, I would never do that. And we got about 7 minutes left in the live stream. If you'd like to call in at 661-244-9852 and share some of your deep thoughts with us.
Yeah. Joe thinks we're dorks.
Well, we...
That's part of our charm.
Yeah. That's what people tell me.
Yeah. That's why people are attracted to us.
Mm-hmm.
Our boyish charm and animal magnetism and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Now, here's another one I saw this week.
Really?
I need to shake my life up a bit. I really feel like I need more. But more of what? I just don't know.
Well, I think we all go through that.
Oh, yeah. We always feel like we need more. Uh-huh. More.
More. Usually for me, it's more beer.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with more beer.
No. You know, I should have crossed these off because I can't even remember which ones I've already said. Not that I do that because, you know, I remembered I had a couch button.
Right, yeah, couch button. On your fancy new phone.
Oh, yeah. Misty.
Well, here's one. Here's one from, this one is from Blogger, but this person also has a Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook and is an occasional listener here.
Multifaceted.
Oh, yeah. I am not the friend to look to if you've just broken up with your douchebag boyfriend and you're looking to verbally bash him while I cheer you on. Instead, I'll likely tell you that you picked him, so there must be some significant flaw in your ability to choose good men. Looking for that friend to go shopping with? You'll want to choose a different friend for that outing, because I'll tell you that that dress is too tight, short, and slutty looking. People say they want honest friends, friends who will call them on their shit, friends whose word they know they can trust, but I don't think they really do.
Wow. There's a
whole
lot
of
like that. That was like an evil.
That sounds like a fun time, huh?
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Yeah, she's fun at parties.
Wow. Evidently, I choose friends like that because, well, I live with one. You look like shit. Okay, thanks. Love you. But that's okay. Because I would, as one person said on Facebook this week, and I hope I haven't done this, never change who you are for a guy. Because if he truly loved you, you wouldn't have to change. If he was truly your Prince Charming, he would love you for who you are, not who he wants you to be.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
No kidding. Are you being introspective right now, or are you watching the Olympics?
A little bit. No, I'm being introspective in that. Where the hell is that one I was just going to read to everybody?
Kids, don't try this at home. You can't handle it.
Oh, here's this one. And this one comes from my favorite person on Tumblr. Actually, this person is the worst person in the entire world. I don't know why I continue to follow her. But anyway, I feel like I spend so much time pretending I'm okay, pretending I'm not anxious, pretending to like people, pretending to want to be around them, pretending I'm having a good time, pretending I'm happy, pretending I know what I'm talking about. When I was a kid, my dance teacher used to tell us, fake it until you make it. But what if you never make it?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I know.
I'm getting verklempt.
I would just like to point out that for a long time now, we didn't have the countdown clock in the overtime portion of the show. Now I don't have the countdown clock for the regular first 30 minutes of the show.
No,
that's
I don't
a lot
either.
BTR.
Yeah, it's okay.
BTR. But we got less than a minute left in the live stream, and then we'll go over to the after show. And it'll all be available in archives, of course.
Exactly.
And Joe says, but what if you're nutters? Well, obviously you get a BTR show.
Ah, she's always so helpful. Positive.
She is a lovely person.
Yes. I did have one. It says, I found this on Twitter. I don't know why, but ever since I had sex with Lacey, it burns when I pee. And no, that was not one of my tweets.
No. Yeah. So here's one from earlier this week too. A pretty deep one. I was going to have potatoes with my steak the other night. I started thinking about how I'm a lot like a potato. I'm being roasted every day in this heat. Sometimes I get up so upset that my anger boils over. And I like to get smashed from time to time. The only thing I don't do is get baked, but I have no problem with those who do.
Oh, God.
I had to take a little drink after that one.
Well, I was trying to get the noisemaker, but I picked up the silent one.
Yeah, there's one. Every time I reach for the noisemaker,
okay.
I grab the silent one.
Oh, God.
The story of my life.
Well, you know, this show is going to be in the top 10, J-Man.
Well, you know, we're just filling time this whole week anyway, waiting for the big show next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday at noon, the lovely Stacy Swenson Johnson.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be on to talk about Bog Her.
Yeah.
She's gonna dish the dirt. Man hate going on there.
Yes, I'd like to blog her. I probably shouldn't have said that prior to her coming on the show. Maybe I should have really
Yeah, remember, we're supposed to be creepy after they're on the
That's
show.
That's right. Post-creepy. Well, you know.
Here's one from a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, God.
Who a writer. Who practices her craft often.
Oh, God.
Works on it all the time.
And I can't read this, can I?
No. I'll have to read it for you.
I've been blocked. Okay.
You've been banished.
I have been banished. Go ahead.
So on Facebook, okay. So the whole Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse thing is not nearly as clear-cut as I thought it was. For instance, there originally was no horseman to represent pestilence. At least as referred to in the Bible. This is more of a pop culture thing. The white horse, depending on who you talk to, is either the Antichrist or Conquest, and in some circles believed to be Christ himself. This might make writing my book a little more difficult, but it could also make it easier.
Well, yes.
There you go.
I guess. Yes. How do you answer
I guess,
that? And is it even a question? Is it? It's kind of like one of those statement questions. I hate those.
And sometimes people get defiant on these sites. They say things like, "I may not be the prettiest, smartest, funniest, most interesting, influential, amazing, honest, or best person you'll ever meet. But at least I own up to who I am, and that's more than some people can say."
That's beautiful.
That's good shit right there.
Well, I tell myself that all the time, too.
Yeah, that's actually the inspirational quote that's on your mirror every morning, right? When you
Yes.
As you're, shaving and prettying yourself up for the day.
I did see, in fact, Jay, I got defriended the other night, Thursday night.
Oh.
You know, the night I forgot about telling you about the couch button. which I can't believe, you know, that I got to print it that night. Some lovely lady, a friend of mine, a parenthetical friend of mine, posted on her Facebook page, "I am here to say that I am ignoring so-and-so."
Mm-hmm.
I found that funny, to which I responded, "If you're ignoring him, why are you telling him that?"
And that was the last you ever heard from
that
her.
That led to my castigation and banishment.
Yeah.
So.
That's unfortunate.
It is. But you know what? You know what's not unfortunate, and what is great and good with this world? It's like,
what's that?
That Andy Murray won the gold medal in tennis.
That was awesome.
It was awesome over the ugly, ugly Mr. Federline.
Right. Federer. He's probably not even a nice person.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mr. Federline. Yeah, now that's
Federline. I was thinking Roger. Of Kevin Federline. He does look similar to him.
They're pretty interchangeable, really.
They
they're both men. They're both dirt bags.
K-Fed, R-Fed.
Average,
you know,
human beings.
Exactly. Oh, my God. He's disgusting. The only difference
but I've heard.
Roger Federer probably just has all his tattoos hidden.
Probably. I've heard
rumors
that there are people out there who think Roger Federer is hot.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Jay, it's funny you bring that up. There is one who lives here in the Bagwine Digs that finds Roger Federer hot.
You?
No. Let me...
Oh.
No. Let's let her tell you about it.
Pee break with Schmoop.
You are so sweet.
Yeah. So you think Roger Federer is hot?
He is hot.
I just don't see it. I just
Dude.
Don't see it. He's just your typical Euro trash to me.
Oh my God, no you did not.
Oh yes, I did.
You know what? I hate tennis, but Roger Federer.
Yeah,
And Eddie Roddick.
Oh God. Eddie Roddick is such a punk. Oh God. I don't know how they both have such hot vibes. That's just, I guess it's because they're rich.
Have you seen?
Because it is, you know.
Have you seen Roger Federer's wife?
She's smoking hot.
She's smoking hot, and they have twins.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they take after their mother.
Oh, my God.
You know who's hot? Rafael Nadal.
No, he's
the
not
rich
bad.
Spaniard.
He's not bad.
You see him with those the muscles. I can appreciate an attractive man.
Well, that's good. That's weird, but it's good. Oh, by the way, you're going to be up here October 6th, right?
I don't know. That isn't settled.
Well, you have to bring Mom, too.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it's settled. It's not happening now.
Hold on.
Nice little change of pace there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So did you happen to catch any of the action as Serena Williams crip-walked all over Maria Sharapova yesterday?
No, I was waiting on drooling people who wanted beer.
That's unfortunate. I know that the Soviet Union is gone and that wall has been torn down thanks to Ronald Reagan. But
and Ronald Reagan only.
Exactly. Nobody else.
No.
But there's still something pretty satisfying about watching an American get out there and just annihilate a Ruski.
Yes.
in Olympic sports. And I have nothing against Maria Sharapova.
She's a wonderful story. She's a wonderful story. It was so sweet watching her win Wimbledon in that picture of hers. Picture of her on her knees with her arms wide open. After her injury.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and you know, and she's a sweet girl, and you know, and who could have anything against a 6'1" blue eyed blonde bombshell with long legs? But
not this guy.
but yesterday, you know, it had to happen. Serena just smashed her, just reminded her who the great one of this generation is.
That's right. And that last picture on our website today, if you go to iwsradio.blogspot.com, the last picture of Serena Williams in white. That's a load of a lady right there, man.
Yeah. And of course, there's always people out there who, you know, want to take shots at her, say bad things about her. Racists.
All of them.
Absolutely.
So,
but we love Serena here.
Yes, we do. But, you know, did Schmoop say that Roger Federer was sexier than me, pretty much?
But not in so many words. But I got the distinct impression that she feels that way.
Yes.
So I suspect another Facebook rampage coming this afternoon.
So I'm going to have more introspection after this show is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Matt Mann loses out to Swiss Miss. This is just not good. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well.
Well, this should be
remind everybody.
This should be an interesting show when it's played back.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, no, there were some good moments there.
It's going to be one of those cult classics.
Yeah. But it's, you know, one of those difficult situations, you know, where I'm trying to be serious and deep and thoughtful and you're laughing at me. You know, that's a little hurtful.
I know, and I apologize.
No, see, that's not most, you know, when you're laughing when you apologize, that's not all that
that's
sincere.
Not good, is it?
No. But we want to remind everybody, next Sunday, Stacey Johnson from Stacey Uncorked will be here, our special guest.
Yes.
That's going to be a great time. We're going to find out if Stacey's mom had it going on.
Yes, we will. And if she still loves her husband after attending Blogger.
Right. Yeah, blog her.
Her. And
emphasis on the her.
Yeah.
Man-hating crowd.
And we'll ask her what it's like to live with an NFL star, Landon Johnson. So it should all be good.
Yep. And, of course, we will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And Wednesday is like some kind of like International Happiness Day or something. So we may get happy on Wednesday.
Which is a nice juxtaposition to our deep, thoughtful show today.
Exactly.
And
we got less than a minute here.
I know we do. And I want to give a shout-out because today is International Beer Day. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Beer me.
Pop a top and drink them up, baby.
That's right. Bottoms up.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep. See you guys on Wednesday.
Catch us on the web, iwsradio.blogspot.com.
And at Facebook at facebook.com/iwsradio.
Woo!
See you Wednesday, J-Man.
See ya, bud.